listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike Wirth here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 4th of November.
Okay then, it's Haim's go. Here's Mike with the sponsorship stuff before we find out what year Haim will take us back to and see if we remember anything from that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
4th of November, Ando. Bunch of shows across the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can't get a break at 4th of November.
Be a tough one to say I need a few weeks off before the end of the year.
Maybe. Would there be a Melbourne Cup in there somewhere?
Possibly. Could have been the one where you swore on air.
Yeah, I did.
That was Andy's first swear.
I think maybe.
On air.
Maybe my own.
He'd done a few off air. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Because we're pretty good like that. We never really...
I was so surprised. And people would say it all the time. Because obviously, you know, you have fouler language in real life. And people would be like, oh, is it hard not swearing on it? Radio was like, it's just never... It just doesn't occur to you.
No.
It wasn't ever a tough thing to do. There was never moments where I was like, oop,
yep,
better stop. And you didn't stop on that Melbourne Cup day.
Melbourne Cup day, I swore. Have we told this before?
Oh, I've heard it. It's about the bird. Is that right?
What bird?
Oh, then no, I haven't.
We call them women, Mike.
I don't know. Didn't a bird fly through the tent or something?
No.
Maybe that's another show.
Yeah. We had.
Was it a streaker?
From the Days of Our Lives or something?
We had an actress on from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, that's it.
The
yeah.
daughter of Terry Hatcher's character.
Mate, great memory.
And I was in my head going, don't call her by a character name.
Oh, that's right. And you were distracted because there was a streaker at
the
time.
And then a complete nude streaker ran out in front and shook his willy towards us. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, and she went, oh, wow. And I was like, oh, wow. And then I said her character name.
Yep.
Sorry, Angela, which is her name. And then went, oh, F-bomb. And then Haim looked at me and I looked at him and went, oh, no.
It was wild, Mike. It was just celebs, dicks and F-words.
Yeah, I think in my mind the streaker was a bird that flew through the studio
or something.
Yeah. I don't know why I came
You've
up
You've changed that trauma into misremembered it.
Yeah. Your mum made you watch the PG version.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, wasn't that – sorry. In 2008, we were – Caravan of Courage, we're in the outback.
Yep.
We'd recently tried to trick a man the night before into UFO sighting. We were at a UFO hotspot.
Yes.
And Andy had gone out onto the rocks in the desert. Actually beautiful spot. Like
yeah.
So gorgeous. And there he'd gone, oh, you do see a lot of UFOs out here.
Something I'd complained Springs, of
a,
was it?
Was it Nick? Yes, yeah, something. Not Mataranka Springs, something like that. Yeah. It was near the Devil's Marbles, I remember, which is like a rock formation. So we're out in the Wycliffe Wells.
Wycliffe Wells, that's what it was.
So we're out in Wycliffe Wells and
Hames, your job was pretend.
I said I had a stomach ache, so I couldn't make it out for the night of UFO spotting.
Yes.
You guys went out at night. I had got a remote control helicopter. We tried this trick twice over our careers. This was the first time.
Yeah.
I got a remote control helicopter that I'd been practice flying back at the caravan park.
Mm.
So I was like, yep, my plan is here is to put LED key rings all over this thing, lift it off, and it should, in the dark of night, 50 meters away from you guys, look mysterious enough.
Yes.
And this is the days before drones too. So remote control helicopters was as good as it got. We bought a very cheap remote control helicopter, but a very expensive thing. So it was like $200.
Yeah.
Which, you know, at the time we were like, that's more than enough.
Yes.
But in the world of remote control helicopters, it was not enough. So the problem was I'd practiced so much at the caravan park.
Without the key rings on it.
Without the key rings on it, but I'd also not recharge. You only get about 8 minutes of flight time with a remote control helicopter. So I'd burnt all the juice.
Mm.
We were then like, yep, nothing can go wrong. I can actually do this with my eyes closed. I can lift it off. We only need to get sort of, you know, 20 meters in the air. Took it out to the desert, loaded it up with key rings. A, the extra weight of the key rings stopped it from being able to take off. B, I drained most of its battery.
Yep.
It just started making a weird noise, whizzing around in the dust
yep.
and just flipping out, doing spirals.
Yeah.
And then I was caught quite quickly.
Well, yeah, because
you were trying your best out there going, oh, what's that? What's that? What's that?
And he's like, I don't know. Someone's back there. I was like, I don't think it's someone. We're here by ourselves.
And it was it was a fizzer. Tried to do the same thing again in Mexico. Similar, disappointingly similar results.
Yes.
couldn't get the drone airborne.
We'll do it again.
Tricking the UFO community.
Yes.
In 2016, it was a very exciting edition of Layla's Loot Shoot, where I was dressed as a half chicken, pooping out eggs and trying to get the lucky egg.
Yeah.
And the winner didn't win that week, jackpotted.
And we were hoping to get it sponsored.
It was at that stage. And it was sponsored by Thirsty Camel.
And I think the first ever sponsor was your wife's cosmetic brand, because we didn't have sponsors rushing for.
I'd say if you have Australia's leading skincare brand, natural skincare brand, coming to sponsor you, you're doing pretty well.
Well, maybe we're responsible for launching it off the back of an egg being laid.
That is true. I mean, by this stage, the company was about 5 years old, but it was a big boost for them.
Yeah,
it would have been. You don't see the numbers, mate.
Was it actually?
Yeah, no, well, Mike. You don't know. So where's the laughs coming from, mate? Because I know the founder pretty well, and I've seen the facts.
Spike.
And you look at that 2016 and you're like, that's hockey stick growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? Well, actually, the hockey stick growth sort of happened a year or two later, but sense that the seeds were planted around about that month.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Big seeds boost. Were laid.
Yep. They were laid, thanks to Layla. So, the people we go to are very, very thankful for the work we did, and we're thankful for the sponsorship. You had your first go at bagpipes on that day too.
Really?
You would have been getting for Cool Boys and the Frontman version 1, where you had to play bagpipes in Long Way to the Top.
From memory.
They weren't good.
No sound.
I just shot a blank.
I think it was just a which is the most, that's worse than playing it bad, isn't it?
You just couldn't get noise out of it.
No.
What I want to talk about, there's two things actually from this date. Quick one from 2009. Ronan Keating, Irish singer, had come on the week before, I think, and we'd noticed he was wearing a BlackBerry in a holster.
Yeah, he had a belt holster.
For his phone. And we
told him about it.
We told him about it. And I think he was on Now the next week to read out, and we made him read an apology for wearing his BlackBerry in a leather holster.
Why would he read an apology? I thought maybe we read an apology.
No, we made him read an apology. I think so. I've just got to hear, this is the apology. I think it's only a couple of minutes, but this is the apology. My memory, you're right though, we had gone pretty hard on him, but we were making him apologise for wearing a holster.
Which is probably the right thing to do.
The 4th of November, 2009.
Ronan, last time you were on and you're in with a couple of your Boyzone lads, we did mention that you had a phone holster.
Yeah, you did, lads. Thanks.
And I noticed you don't
use I just it. Got it. I got my brand new BlackBerry and I wanted to mind it. Because when you get a phone, you want to mind it. So I had this thing came with it, this holster. So I put it in it, right?
But you've lost it now.
Well, I lost it the moment I walked out the studio the last time I was here.
Because I remember you saying, you know, David Beckham has one. And we're like, hey.
So I was told.
That may well be.
Look at the state of my phone now, though. It's in bits because of you two. You wouldn't let me keep my holster.
Ronan, you did the right thing.
Yeah,
and we were thinking that for other people in your position, that perhaps moments momentarily were lured by the thrill of a phone holster. We're wondering, we've just drawn up a little bit of a community service announcement here for you. Would it be possible to get you to read this?
I hate it. Right, okay. How's it going? I'm Ronan Keating, the guy from Ronan Keating albums. I've made a lot of right choices in my life, like releasing hit albums such as my forthcoming one, Stay. But also made some choices I'm not proud of.
Sure.
Top of that list is the fact I wore a phone holster for a brief period in early 2009.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought it was cool, as I had seen David Beckham do the same thing. I now know I was mistaken. It's not cool. It's silly, it's showboaty, and it's disrespectful to your pockets. A phone's real home.
Yeah, that's where your phone should live.
Yeah, thanks. I'm here to say I'm sorry. I got carried away. I thought I was Batman. I'm not Batman. I'm Ronan. You're too, as I tell you. Have a safe holiday season. And let's keep those hips phone holster free.
Oh, that is tremendous. A beautiful community service
emotional message.
Thanks, lads.
From a man that's perhaps stepped over a line but has come back.
I'm Ronan Keating and I don't have a holster anymore.
What a legend.
I'm not Batman.
I'm Ronan.
Well done for him to read that with the right delivery.
Delivered it really well. What a legend.
My guess is we would have typed R-O hyphen
Nan. So he knew what to do. But I still, every time I hear Ronan Keating, I think to myself, he's not Batman. He's Ronan.
He's a breakfast radio, breakfast TV show host now, I think.
Is he? In Ireland?
Either Ireland or the UK. Mike, that's your job to look up that stuff.
But he should be because he was a legend. He was such a lovely dude.
He was always great to have on, always up for a laugh. So, well, sometimes forced into one.
He wasn't a corner there. He was forced into a submit. We armbarred him, but he was great.
But I'm pretty sure he's the equivalent of like the Today Show overseas now.
Mike, what
right?
do you got?
The only thing I can see here is that he was a... He was a guest panelist in 2020 on the ITV daytime show Loose Women. So that's all I can really see.
Maybe I've got the wrong person.
It wouldn't be McFadden, would it, Brian?
No,
McFadden.
No.
And he made history as being part of the first all-male panel in the show's 21-year history of Loose Women.
That might have been
what
you saw.
Interesting. No, it's not what I saw.
You do watch a lot of Loose Women. What have you got, Das?
Magic Breakfast Radio host.
Magic Breakfast Radio with host. Ronan and Harriet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the show you want.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've finished Remembering Project, I'm up to date with the Hamish and Andy regular podcast.
Yeah.
See if Magic Breakfast with Ronan and Harriet does a podcast, because you'll get good, wholesome entertainment, I reckon.
Not holster entertainment. We better not. Actually, did an apology for that. So let's hope he has
Let's hope he's remained holster free. Really fast, Ando. In 2010, and a year on, I wanted to get an honorary degree.
That's
remember
right.
that? Because I'd never finished my university degree, and it was too hard to go back to uni.
And you were asking Melbourne Uni for an honorary degree.
They wouldn't. And then a university, I think from Queensland, came out and said, we can give you an honorary degree in pig management.
That's right. That's what it was.
In pig management. And I was like, I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll absolutely take it. The sad thing is they then reneged.
You couldn't get it in the end, yeah.
I was so excited. Like we were just popping champagne corks and it was huge.
Yep.
And then the day after they came on, they were like, you can't have a pig management
what
degree.
What was it? There was something.
They said you have to do 100 hours still
right.
of course time. So I was like, well, that's not an honorary degree. That's.
But I think you were going to try and do it.
So I did. So this is what happened, right? On that day in 2010, bizarrely, I've gone, fine. I've decided, you know, just in a classic, just saying something that sounds great in the moment.
Yes.
I said, you know what? Even though they've done the old switcheroony with the rules. Well, you can have a normal degree if you do 100 hours of coursework. I went, you know what? That seems like a short amount of time to get a degree. I'll do the coursework in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, for according to the notes, I bet you don't. And if you don't, you have to kiss a pig. Right? That was the deal. And I was like, well, I won't be kissing a pig, but I'll be learning a lot about how to manage them.
Yes.
That was my intention at the
time. Okay. So are we about to hear?
No, we're not about to hear me get a degree.
Okay.
Because then this slightly breaks the date rule because this isn't from the 4th of November. It's like some weeks later.
Great.
Can we hear the follow-up, Mike?
Yeah, I'll do the sponsors first.
Yeah. Like all Mike. Hey,
Mike.
Sponsor management.
Go for it, Mike. Great stuff, Mike. So this is... How it concluded with the pig management degree, is that what we're about to listen to?
I don't think I had done the study.
No.
Because at that time, that was a fun time to be alive. Mm. And I probably would have driven home going, going back to my housemates, we're all going out tonight.
Well, I do 2 hours.
I don't think I'll knuckle down and get the first 10 hours done tonight.
No.
I might hit that tomorrow. Now, I obviously let my studies slip again, which I regretfully did the first time around at uni.
Yeah.
And I'd let them slip again because, some weeks later, this is the bit where the fateful day came back around.
The 26th of November, 2010.
Is there a pig's tongue in this building?
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing, Ando, about promises.
And it's attached to a pig. Will you please welcome to the studio...
It's a pig.
Leonie. Leonie, come across to this microphone.
Oh, it's a squealy pig.
Leonie, would you mind coming across here? I can ask you a couple of questions about the pig. You're from Animals on the Move.
That's right, yes.
Now, that's just excitement, isn't it? That's not...
She's not being handled. This is just...
Happy noises.
Happy as a pig in the arms of Leonie.
Now, what are the
say.
Chances of it poking out its tongue so Hamish can lick it?
Oh, it depends how much salt he's got on his skin.
I'm not kissing a pig. What's a pig's name again?
Spot.
Spot's having fun. Yeah. Spot. What's a pig's tongue like? It's not curly like the tail, is it? Like, it's got a regular tongue?
Just a regular tongue, yes.
Yeah. Does it normally have that much snot coming out its nose?
Yeah, I think Spot's a bit sick there.
Spine flu. That's the flu. Hamish is going to get the flu.
Wouldn't it be ironic if the pig had mad cow?
Hame.
You're asking me to lick a pig.
Lick a pig a day.
On national radio.
Would you lick a pig a day? Would you lick a pig today?
I will lick a pig today.
All right, present arms.
Come here. Spot, you
Hamish
gorgeous
is getting
thing.
Towards it there. I should have some romantic music, but we don't. Hamish is leaning right. down.
Normally I'd take you out for dinner, but obviously veggio. I certainly wouldn't buy the pork.
He's leaning
he stinks
in.
A bit. A bit like a pig. Smells like a pig.
5 centimetres. 4 centimetres.
What, do you want it on the front of the snout?
Yeah, well, you've got to lick your snout.
Well, can I just lick the side of the snout?
No, the snout's the end, mate.
Hey, Spot, how's it going? My name's Hamish.
4 centimetres.
This is actually, back in the day, this was my pickup move. 3 seconds of eye contact, then just move in for the kiss. Mm. 1, 2, 3. He made a noise when I kissed him. He made a noise.
Oh, I saw a little bit of saliva come off your tongue and onto his
throat. I don't know whose is whose. Spot, we're Spit Brothers.
Mike's holding up a picture of you. Like,
do I have glasses on? No, sorry, I thought I had eye protection on to no, kiss a pig.
You just kind of going licking the...
I had to lick a pig's snout.
Yeah.
Because that what a cruel roller coaster to go, you're getting a degree.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not getting one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can have one if you do 100 hours. All right, I might do 100 hours. And I bet you won't. Yeah. I bet I will.
Yeah. Well, you have to lick a pig if you don't.
And it was only 2 weeks later. It was like 3 weeks later. What was I thinking? Yeah. Of course I wasn't going to do 100 hours of course study. Like, think that through as if by like an hour and a half in, you wouldn't have gone, I'm not doing it 98 and a half hours of this in the next 2 weeks just so I can have a degree. That was a well-placed bet by you. There's no way that was ever going to happen.
Sometimes the moment... You know you've won as soon as it says.
I mean, that
we had time on our hands back then, but...
Not that much time. But I'd rather have a pig on my tongue than that much time on my hands.
Yeah.
Oh,
good remembering.
Great remembering.